was the last words that we read. So therefore, we'll never be kovel lechatchila the reading on Yud Gimel if we have an alternative for Yud Dalet, you know, or any alternative, because Yud Gimel is the time that they were fighting, so it's not Yomim Asher Nochu by Ayud. Okay, Ashkach Tomi, find an abraisa. Ayarot Gedolot Korin Be'erev Shabbat. So there's a braisa that says that the large cities read on Erev Shabbos, so if Shabbos is Yud Dalet, instead of going back to Yom HaKnisa, indeed they read on Erev Shabbos, which is the same way that we treat the Bnei HaKrachim, that they go back to read on Yud Dalet, here they go back to read on Yud Gimel. Not like what we said before. Kvarim, also the Girsa should be, Kvarim Yidachul Yom HaKnisa. And the Kvarim go back to Thursday, which is the 12th. Mukafot Choma, of course, Le'achar Shabbos, which is on the 15th. So, Hechav Din Uvda, what's the bottom line? What's the Halacha L'maisa? Om Reb Yossi, what's the point of asking Halacha L'maisa? Let Efshar, can't happen. There's no such thing. Purim can't come out on these days. The 14th of Adar cannot come out on Shabbos. Oh, we did this too. We did this already. The In Efshar, what would we do if it was possible? Remember, we did this already. Okay, so then we would do Kimas Nisa. And when our boss or Chal on Shabbos, the Kvarim and Ayoros Kedolos go back to the Yom HaKnisa, and not that the Ayoros Kedolos read on Erev Shabbat. I think something we talked did the, they did do it. Okay. You don't mind if we do it again quickly. Rav Abba b'shem Rav Yehuda says Kol she'omru yidochem in mekoma. Whenever you're dochem in mekoma, or like Ayoros Kedolos, then they have to go back to Yom HaKnisa. So what? And the normal kvarim is Yom HaKnisa, the special case of the Ayoros Yom HaKnisa. The din is ubilvad ba'asara. When you're not reading at the normal time, you must read it in a minyan. And we said in this case, the minyan could be women too, because it's a din in Pesumei Nisa. It's not a din in Dovah Shebekedusha. Fascinating, fascinating. Okay, so for Pesumei Nisa. V'anan chami rabbanon afilu b'yochid. So he said, I don't know. That's what you say. I have seen very choshuva people reading the Megillah even without a minyan when Purim comes out on Shabbos and you go back to Yom HaKnisa. Says Rav Avina b'shem Rav Asi that when he's saying it, Kol she'omru yidochel Yom HaKnisa b'vad ba'asara, he was talking about dafka, the kvorim that are magdimim l'yom HaKnisa. So that means that not everybody is reading on the Yom HaKnisa. So over there you need to search out Asara, because otherwise it's like stunned. It's not making any reshim at all. But if Yud Dalet comes out on Shabbos, then thousands of people are reading on Yom HaKnisa. So then it's like a normal Purim. So obviously, what do I have to search out for Asara? Just like on a regular Purim, if the city is reading Barabim, I can read B'yokit. I mean, it's a tremendous presuming Nisa anyway. You don't need to be Koveya the Purim. So too over here, the whole city is reading on the Yom HaKnisa. He was not referring to cases where the city as a whole is mocked him. He was talking about cases where either you personally are mocked him because of the fact that you need to leave, or where you're only a kvar and you're mocked him because you're a kvar.
So personal visit is not indeed in the individual, but in the secret.
Correct. Yes, that is true. And that's another one of the very important Ramosim in this Masechta. But the Bavli didn't say this, by the way. I mentioned to you while we were learning, mentioned to you in the Bavli that what we could have said is that there's a difference when everybody is reading. We asked the Kasha with Rav. Yerushalmi actually does say that. What do you mean? There's no comparison. It's two different cases. But this concept of Purim being created out of our creation, you'll notice, is very similar to the tautology of whether it's Divrei Torah or not, which in the deepest sense is similar to the tautology. It's basically a tautology of whether randomness is planned. Right? In other words, it means that the way that things are reflects something deeper, but they still need to be that way, or whether Esther should have gone into the king or shouldn't go into the king. Since anyway it's going to happen, so why does Esther have to go into the king? It only happens because Esther went into the king. Yeah. You don't see that they're all related. Yeah, it's okay. It's something to think about on Purim. Rabbi Chananya Omar, Iflagun Rav Chanan Rabbi Yehuda. There's a machlokus between Rav Chanan Rabbi Yehuda about the kforim that are magdim li Yom HaKnisa. Chalam Rabavad Basara, Chronam Rafil Bichid. So if there is a machlokus, once the Chachamim were metaken zman, whether it's necessary over here to have the presuming Isa. Isn't that part of the Takanas Chachamim, that today is Purim? Whether you make it Purim, you don't make it Purim. Mosif. Says the Gemara, Mandiyom Rabavad Basara, Lamandiyom Rafil Biyachid. He asks, if you hold it needs to be Basara, ask the other Mandiyomar. If you're right, so it's according to me that the Chachomim were metaken to read Dafka Basara. So now I understand why you have to come in Liyom HaKnisa. Because you have to read Basara. According to you, it makes no sense. If you're telling me that there's the Takona, even if you're not reading Bismano, is that you can read Biyochid, so then what's the point of coming into Yom HaKnisa? The whole point of Yom HaKnisa is that it should be fearsome, no? So why don't you just say, you can read whenever you want to, in your Kvar, in order to be available to bring the Mayim Muslim. I mean, that's the way we said yesterday. So he said, well, question is that. In case of Lakta Masnisa, in other words, we should throw out the Mishnah that Purim can be, the Megillah can be read either on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Aleph, Tetvav. In other words, that's nothing that the Chachomim Metaken, special Zvanim, meaning that the Bnei HaKforim should read. According to you, choose a time. That's what you're saying. So then, according to you, let them read the day before, always. They'll always read before the Ayaras. So that they should be available. What's that have to do with Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel? How do you ever get Yud Aleph, Yud Beis? The only way you get Yud Aleph, Yud Beis is because the Chachomim had to be metaken for availability of the Yom HaKnisa. Otherwise, what's the point? Just say. And you can also read on the 13th. I mean, so it makes no sense what you're saying. Once we're marked him, once we made a takona for them, so obviously we're making a takona that there should be a getter of Prisimay Nisa and Barov Am and so on and so forth. Lechatkil, of course we want that. All we're saying is, but Lamaisha, once we have that takona, can I read Biyachid or not? All I'm saying is, once we have the takona defines the Prisimay Nisa. The very fact that you have to read Biyom HaKnisa, that itself is a getter of Prisimay Nisa. Now you're saying, if I can't make it, can I read Biyachid? Why not? Once we've already defined it, the same way a Ben Yudalit or a Ben Tesvav can read Biyachid, even though he should be in the Beit HaKnesset, so you can also read Biyachid. There's two different levels. We've seen this consistently. If there's a mistake, somebody read it at the wrong time, somebody didn't ask and read it Biyachid, whatever it is, okay, fine. As long as Purim is Purim, as a Yachid, you'll be Yaitse. But we can't do something that is ochre the ikar idea of having a Purim that stretches over 5 days. That we're not going to change. There's something that's unique about this period. Zakta helika aloha. Aloha dal. Ezohi ir gedola. So what's considered to be a big city? Kol sheyeshba asara batlanim. It's got to have 10 batlanim. Pachot mikan or ezekvar. It's only in these dinim of Purim that we say, do it earlier, don't do it later. All of those things are ma'akrim v'lo ma'akdimim. Afa pish omru ma'akdimim, the Gra takes out the v'lo ma'akrim. Mutorim behesped ubeta'anit ubematanot le'evyonim. Omru v'yuda ematai. When did we make the takana that an ir she'im la'asarah batlanim should have a din of a kvar, and that can be nichnasim, and they can go back to the Yom HaKnisa? That's tough if there is a Yom HaKnisa. Malkum she'ein nichnasim lo b'sheni v'lo b'chamishi korin otah bizmana. So then, in achinami, of course, we don't make a takana. They read like everybody else. It's going to be mafsid the bnei akrochim. They're not going to be available. Tough. The Bnei Ayoras. I meant Richie. Hello.
Yeah.
Nice to see you. Weren't you away for a while?
I'm still away.
Still away.
But this is for all refugees, not just
Tony. When we talk about 10 batlonim, we don't mean just. I mean, everybody's, every city's got 10 batlonim. And we're talking about 10 batlonim, asara batlonim, that are betelimi malachtan lebet haKnesset. These are people that are supported to be available for minyanim and so on, that the city should have an ongoing presence of minyanim. Rabbi Yehuda says, you don't need to have that. I mean, it could go on with she'enon tzrichim, elo talmudein, we should say. I mean, people like us, we don't have any other needs. We're Isaac in the Beis HaMedrash all the time. So we fit the bill anyway as the Asara Batlonim. Because if there's a kollel in town, by definition, it's Asara Batlonim. If there's a yeshiva in town, so yeah, that what does it necessarily mean that it has to be supported by that tzibur? If we don't need, einonu tzrichim. The point is that there should be people that are Isaac at all times in Divrei Torah, and even though they're not Yizayinim Shal Tzibur. So, no, there's a tremendous nafkamina. In other words, the way you're learning, Tanis Rebbe, the way you're learning, the concept of the large city isn't the presence of the people. The concept of the large city is that there's a group of people large enough to support the Asara Batlani. That's not necessarily true. I'm saying you have people like us that we don't need anything. We have enough money, whatever. So we're sitting and learning that your Yoitz Asara Batlani, because they're present, even though nobody took responsibility for them, because the city has the chashivas of having a permanent Beit HaKnesset.
It's the batlon, that has a negative connotation.
What?
The word batlon has a negative connotation.
It became in Yiddish a negative connotation because the people had to give money to pay for it. batlon. Okay. So that should also be good. Okay, the correct yours is Tony. It says in the Brisa, Krach she'ein bo asor. It says in the Brisa, if you have a krach, now krach, this is where the Ramban learns the sugya, which is a very big kiddush. He's chaylik on the Tosfos in our sugya in the Bavli based on this, and holds that a mukav chomad, that's normally the din of the word krach, that a mukav chomad is also defined by asor batlan. Okay, we learned that, no, it doesn't mean, it means krach, not in terms of, it means a large town, that's the pshat. And the only reason it mentioned krach, we said in the Bavli, is because why would you need a Asara Batlonim over there, since you have, anyway, people that are always coming in as tourists into the krach. So in other words, in Prague, you don't have a Asara Batlonim, but you've got so many tourists that there's always enough people to make a minyan. He learns, no, that's not the pshat. But krach she'in bo asara. So in other words, you have now even a mukav from the Moshe Yeshua ben Nun. There's no Asara Batlonim. Takanato kukalato v'nasa ki'ir. Because this kilkul, that it doesn't have Asara Batlonim, becomes now its takana. Because now we're makil on it, and it can read the same way everybody else is reading. It reads on the 14th. Be'elo amun bakbimim v'lo ba'achim, it says in the Mishnah. Kriyat Megillah. So in the bright it says that you're makim liyom haknisa. So kriyas hamigdila we know from v'lo yavor. Truma shkolim is also on the 15th, and this was the question we asked yesterday, that the Mishnah shkolim puts together mikra megillah with various other things. So lemaisa, the brisa points out that on the 15th of Adar, the din of setting out the tables to start paying up your shkolim, on all of these things, is also included, magdimi v'lo ma'achrin, because you can't, let's say that comes out on Shabbos, okay, so you'll make the magbid after Shabbos, but then you won't have enough time to get your shmechza shekel together in time for the truma chadosh. So it has to get to the Beis HaMikdash in time. There's a logistical problem over here. It's not a ritual problem. And since it's a logistical problem, you need the amount of time. Therefore, you'd have to be marked in for Truma Shkolim also. Sudas Rosh Chodesh. Bezdin used to make a Suda when they were Ma'abras HaChodesh. Or Sudas Purim, where you have now the Sudas Purim, where Purim, the 14th, comes out on Erev Shabbos. So now the Mukafas Choma are not going to make the Suda Purim on Shabbos. So therefore, because now you make the Suda's Purim after Shabbos, v'lo makdima. So that has to do with our Purim Mishulash, where we yotze some of the chiyuvim on Sunday. Even though it says v'lo yavor, that's not a reference to the mishta v'simcha. That's a reference dafka to the mikra megillah. Okay, it's all machlokas. I mean, the Bais said there are those who hold that you do make the Pesudas Purim on Shabbos, and those who hold you make it on Erev Shabbos. And there are those who say, what's the problem? Have us at every day.
Tov
v'leiv mishta tomi nozi. Yeah, that's it. Rabbi Zira boy kamei Rabbi Avu. So he asked in front of Rabbi Avu, what's the problem? He asked Otam Shabbat. I understand. Was there a problem making a Sudas Purim? Well, yeah, you can't. You have to be in B'chal Shabbos to make a Siddur Purim. Why can't you just bring out the schnapps for your Siddur Shabbos? And, yeah. So the same thing. Omar Lei, because it says, La'asot otam yimei mishteva simcha. You have to create the yimei mishteva simcha. It's a simcha tot v'ya v'beidin. That which is a new simcha that you're creating. La'asot otam. Where the simcha came before you, so where's the hecker that you're making your main mishteva simcha? Everything that you do, you would do anyway. I mean, the most that you could do is never enough for Shabbos anyway. So where, in what sense are you making it Purim? And therefore, you can't make it, you have to wait till after Purim. Okay? Very good. Yep.